Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0808-5150-610. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Every heart that has been lifted to you, every soul that has come eagerly into this solemn assembly, you told us that it's not just a meeting, it is a fresh mobilization to live and labor for eternity. That you want to raise a crop of men and women whose reason for being on earth is to secure a proper placement in eternity. Lord, I pray, the world is ever near. They're always sounding their tempting sounds. They're always bringing sights that dazzle. And yet it's all a camouflage. Speak and make your servant listen. Cause our ears to hear the inner voice. Don't allow us to fly upon the spoils of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, tonight as we conclude, we're asking that you will lay words in our hearts. Words that will keep us running. Words that will keep us going. Words that will keep us taking our place in eternal service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, give us understanding of the time we have left. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask you, as we draw this meeting to a close, and as we take this final charge, do everything within your power to stay awake. It will be terrible for you not to get the marching orders. If you find the force of sleep trying to overcome you, crouching around you, stand up, walk around. Take 2 minutes and run around this hall and tell the sleep that the sleep of death shall not overcome me. In the name of Jesus. And I want you to know that we are not going to close at 6 a.m. today. We are going to close at 3 a.m. So, and Jesus said, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? I know you can watch with him for 1 hour, isn't it? The Lord will help us. Praise the Lord. There are few issues that we want to conclude with. They're like several anchors for laboring for eternity. And the way I intend to bring the church tonight, as I see the Lord guiding, is to read more scriptures and to lay the charge that God has laid upon all the men that went before us, to lay it again upon your life, trusting that the scripture will be speaking for itself. In which case, as we are turning from one scripture to another, I'd like you to be listening attentively Because there is the power in the Word of God. There's one scripture that will settle on your spirit, and it will be your own marching order. Will you please take note of it? In the name of Jesus. We are going to read scriptures from the book of Hebrews, first and foremost. We are reading, and as we are reading, I want you to be following attentively. If you want to read, you can be reading along with me as we are reading, but making sure that as you are reading, it is settling into your spirit. Into your spirit. I want you to turn Hebrews. We read from chapter 11. We will read from verse 32, but then as we are reading, we will read all of chapter 12 tonight. It's very strange the way the Lord is leading, but I perceive there is something God wants to do as you read scriptures. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what version you are reading. Join me as we read. But if you just want to enjoy listening, you can just listen and follow it. Hebrews 11, I'm reading from verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain what? A better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up